Welcome now to the Midday for a Monday. I'm Norman Gilliland, and our quiz question today has to do with shopping, so you might find the answer to that readily in your own experience. And speaking of experiences, a pleasant one coming up Wednesday, December 19th. The Middleton Community Orchestra will be performing their holiday 2018 concert. With a good variety of stuff, but it has a nice Hungarian accent, and then I guess you would say kind of a French Caribbean accent, too. And who better to tell us about it than Naha Greenholz? Welcome to the Midday.
Hi, thanks for having me.
In addition to being the concertmaster for the Madison Symphony, she's also the soloist for this upcoming concert. I might say one of the soloists.
Yes, one of a handful of solos.
very different ones. Paul Rowe, the baritone, will be singing Mahler's Songs of a Wayfarer. Mm-hmm. And then a couple of truly Hungarian things, which will feature Matthew Colley playing the cimbalom.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's not really considered like exactly a violin concerto by any means, but Le Bœuf sur le Toit, the Bull on the Roof, that lively stuff of Mio does have a strong violin part, and that's where you come in.
Mm-hmm, that's right. It's a violin showpiece, and it's been arranged in many forms, originally for piano four hands by Mio, and then for chamber orchestra, 25 players, and then for large orchestra. And I've actually performed it violin and piano a couple times, and so this will be my first time playing this in front of the orchestra, which is another sound world and very, very colorful and exciting.
Yeah, I have to say, well, Mio, in addition to being a witty and capable orchestrator, provides some wonderful tunes and atmosphere here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's a... The origin is actually recently, I don't know if controversial is a little strong a word, but when Mio first premiered this work and then wrote about it later, he presented it as memories of the rhythms and sounds of the 2 years he spent in Brazil during the First World War. You know, it gave the impression it was very much synthesized through his melodic sensibilities. And in fact, there's been more recent research and meticulous cataloging of the dozens of tunes that are in this wonderful, delightful work. And I think they've pinned down just under two dozen specific popular Brazilian tangos and popular songs by recording artists of that day, which Mio
very deftly brought into his fold.
That's right, and it's very much, you know, of course, in the Mio sound world, and it's a fascinating and kind of dizzying piece because he, at the same time, he's using these Brazilian rhythms, and this piece features the güiro heavily, which is the instrument, the ridged hollow gourd played with a stick, which provides a lot of the rhythmic engine for it. And he also, at the same time, is mocking this German education standard of being able to modulate through all the keys. And so we have Le Bœuf sur le Toit, which is the name from the Brazilian tango, and that's the A theme. It's a rondo, and so this comes back throughout the piece. And then we have it modulates, which means it goes to all...
Blends into something else.
Yes, all these different keys. It goes through all the 12 major keys, and
I never noticed that.
Yeah, and by the end, he's combining keys together. A lot of the violin part involves dissonant double stops, and so it has a bit of a drunken quality. Like maybe,
well,
maybe if you had a couple shots and played a showpiece,
it's. It's something to ponder. I'm not sure it's something for the performer to
well,
follow.
Everything takes practice, Norman. So.
And I guess if you practice well enough, then, you know, altered states could not interfere with the music. But Mio certainly soaked it up literally and figuratively while mm-hmm. in Brazil, pretty clearly from this. And it's a fun piece. And here's a bit of it. It as you mentioned, Naha exists in various arrangements. This one is strong on the violin. And we'll hear it in a performance of features, a violinist you've worked with here.
Yeah, and fellow Canadian violinist.
Oh, yeah, right. Now living in Florida, though.
Yes.
James Ennis, who will be back in a few weeks.
That's right. He'll be playing the Brahms Concerto with us in February.
And so here is that version, a bit of it, to the beginning of it, from the Bull on the Roof, I almost said, but that's how it translates rather weakly from Le Bœuf sur le Toit by Millau. You're going to have quite a workout doing this. There's a lot of shifts there in rapid order. It's not like playing quite so like playing.
Yeah, there's
a lot of
sliding around the instrument, a lot of unusual double stops, and we were kind of making our way into a dream sequence there. And originally, the setting for this was that Millau wrote this piece, and it was performed a lot for their meetups at this bar in Paris. He was part of a collective called Les Six, which was associated with surrealist artists like Picasso and Dali, and was kind of an evolution from or reaction to kind of distance themselves from Debussy and French Impressionism. And
they did.
And yes, this is very different flavor here. So the Jean Cocteau, who was the poet and kind of the person who put this group together and was very entrepreneurial in collaborations, he encouraged Millau to set this to a ballet, and so they sold out three shows and. This was before anything was created, and so that's how they got the financing to hire a troupe of clowns to put on this ballet. Uh-huh. And so in true surrealist fashion, this music, which is primarily, you know, upbeat and Brazilian dance music, most of the show was these clowns kind of swimming slowly.
this is Paris in the 1920s.
That's right, the roaring 20s. There were some bizarre things going on. These shows were a place that, you know, it was a hot ticket. People went there to be seen.
Who knows? Hemingway may have turned up at one of those, or any number of other of his contemporaries. What we just heard was part of, is the beginning of a version of Millau's Le Bœuf sur le Toit, and that featured James Ennis and the Quebec Symphony. And you can hear it with my guest today, Naha Greenholz, and the Middleton Community Orchestra. Wednesday night, that's day after tomorrow, Wednesday night at 7:30, the Middleton Performing Arts Center. You can just Google Middleton Community Orchestra and find out all you need to know. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Oh, also on the program, as I mentioned at the beginning, Songs of a Wayfarer by Mahler featuring Paul Rowe. And then two works with strong Hungarian accents, The Chartish of Monti, and Kodály's Hara János featuring the sound of the cimbalom.
Yes, the Hungarian instrument that's a cross between piano and harp, played with mallet. So it's a very interesting program. Wonderful folk influenced music throughout, and a collection of gems.
Yeah, I would say. Lots of smorgasbord there. Well, Naha, always a pleasure.
Well, thanks for having me, Norman.